weekend, the Dillingham Police Department seized 12.5 grams of heroin and $19,000 while searching a home in one of the town's main neighborhoods. The bust came after about a week-long investigation. The alleged dealer is a 37-year-old from Anchorage who's now being held on $50,000 bail. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
After he flew into town recently, 37-year-old Joshua Rivera from the Anchorage area set up shop at the home of Leroy Walona Jr. at 1845 Nurka Loop. From there, specifically in the upstairs left bedroom, Rivera served his customers from a couple of large chunks of black tar heroin, which were hidden in makeup and jewelry cases. He sliced off doses and weighed them on a scale, a tiny tenth of a gram going for $100. How much Rivera sold during his time in Dillingham may not be known, but by the time DPD searched the house Saturday night, he had more than $19,000 in cash. Neighbors like Priscilla Dre say they were not entirely surprised to hear about the bust.
I live right across the street. There was a lot of traffic coming, especially when it's getting dark, so I would lock my doors and close the curtains.
A few neighbors did quietly call the police with their suspicions. The department already had its eye on Rivera. Chief Dan Pasquarello, a veteran of the cat-and-mouse game of drug trafficking in town, has his officers patrol the airport frequently, watching for arrivals and departures of suspected dealers in from Anchorage. These are people who show up in town for a few days, lay low at a house, often of a known user or lower-level dealer, and fly back. Police know these individuals aren't coming to town for a basketball game or to cross-country ski. They're here to turn a serious profit.
In the drug milieu, Dillingham has a lot of subsistence heroin dealers. These are local people that sell small amounts of heroin on a sporadic basis to support their drug habit. Mr. Rivera is what you could refer to as a commercial heroin dealer, a man who comes to our region from out of town to make money.
To extend that fishing metaphor, Pasquarello likens the way DPD investigates and eventually busts these dealers to setting a net.
We receive information all the time from members of the public and also from people involved with the heroin problem here in Dillingham. And when everything comes together, we set out a net to try to catch dealers. We don't just pull in our net as soon as we see a splash in it, because then you only catch one dealer. Lots of times we like to let the net soak, catch more dealers.
In this case, Pasquarello says they would have liked to keep their net out a little longer and see if they might wrap up whoever is supplying Rivera. But they were pretty sure he was about to leave town and decided to move in before they lost a chance to nab him with the goods. Rivera was booked on two charges of second-degree misconduct involving a controlled substance. Magistrate Judge Tina Ray ordered him held on $50,000, double what the state had asked, and he'll need a third-party custodian to be released. Rivera has a lengthy criminal record, including past charges for drugs, theft, and escape from custody. He was on parole in a felony DUI case, and on account of that, isn't likely to get released even if he does make bail. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.